All right, we're checking in now with Revere High School football coach Lou Ciccatelli. And, Coach, wow, an incredibly successful Fall 2 sports season for you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Thanks so much. 3-1, you know, we'll take it. The bottom line is we're just grateful, you know, to get to play and get some closure on what's been a crazy, crazy year. But very proud of my team as always, and nothing wrong with 3-1, that's for sure.
Did you ever think, Lou, when you started out the school year, it would take this long to finish up a season in which you were 3-1?
Oh, it's crazy, Tim. We're talking about it today. Yeah, just a wild, wild season, you know, crazy times with COVID, and, you know, it never felt like football, even though it was great to play spring football, but it just didn't feel like football. And, the good part is we finished it. The other good part is the next season's around the corner. I mean, we give the guys basically 2 weeks off and we'll be back at it. So, I'm kind of excited about that, but it was definitely different.
Do you coach any spring sports, Coach?
No, no more. I used to do track a long time ago. Just football. That's enough.
Yeah. Okay, you had a lot of experience come back this year for you that certainly helped you. Again, a shortened spring, only 4 games, but who are the guys that stood out for you?
Yeah, so I've got my captain is Calvin Boudreaux, obviously. He just got chosen Boston Herald All-Scholastic. He was our guy this year. Atateo Atatebi, my running back, Billy Ginepra, my other running back. My right guard, Ryan Rizazi, and I had a defensive back, Marco Cerboni, Marco Cerboni, who ended up breaking his leg in the game. So
right.
Those are some of the leaders. Ala Atatui, my other linebacker. Ryan Doucette, my other captain. So there were a number of them. There were 21 seniors that I lost this year, so it's going to be tough to replace.
Okay. In a crazy season like this where you get pushed back to the spring, you can only get in 4 games, how did that impact college recruiting for your seniors?
I think it was, say that again, Tim, I missed that one. Say it again.
How did the shortened season and being delayed as it was impact college recruiting for your seniors?
Oh, okay. So, you know what's funny? This is probably one of the biggest years we had when kids going to college. We had 21 seniors. We had about 17 of them going on to college. There's only 3 playing football. Billy Ginepra's going to Framingham State. Calvin is going over to Curry College. And a couple of guys are still up in the air. But not too much, because last year we were 10-1, and I think we opened a lot of eyes, and a lot of kids were getting looks last year, but there were only so many that wanted to go to the next level and play. But like I said, we were very fortunate. We had 5 players, and this year gets full boats to BU.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
That was pretty neat, and I'm kind of proud of that, but I mean, obviously that's all their work. They were very smart and good kids, so that was a nice deal for them, but not too much.
You know, one of the things that, I always told kids at the school that I taught at was be realistic in setting your goals to play beyond high school. You know, consider your size, consider the level of competition that you'd be going up against, and go someplace where you're going to play. Go someplace where you're going to be able to enjoy the experience of being on the football team. And the choices that your kids have made locally, which is always good to see because their family and friends can then go and watch them play, are really solid football choices.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. You know, we get a lot of D3 kids, and Tony's a great school. Skip's a good friend of mine. He does Skip Indian. He does a great job up there. And, you know, Framingham State's got a great football program. Yeah, so the local schools, without question, and the good news is they're affordable, and they are close. People can go see their, you know, their friends and their families play. And yeah, I agree with that 100%. And you know what? It's, you know, any kid that wants to go on and play at the next level at D3, it's, to me, they've got to love the game. I always tell them that too. And they're going to be really, really excited at the end of their high school career because it's a lot. These D3 programs are just as hard as some of Division 1 and 2. And, you know, the next step for them, for these kids, especially, you know, balancing the academics and playing this college football, it's a big step. So I think it always helps to be local and, you know, so. Those are my feelings on that.
You know, one of the things you mentioned too is that there are a lot of kids who saw, you know, the end of the season as the end of their organized football. There is some minor league football in the area if they wanted to go get involved with that. But that takes a real solid young man to evaluate his own talent and go, you know, I really can't. I got other things I want to do, and to step away, even at this young point, is a really mature thing to do because you don't get caught up in the dream that can't come true.
Nah, it's the truth. Yeah, I mean, you guys know the deal. For most of these kids, this year the seniors, that was their last football game.
Right.
Probably so. So, yeah, to get to play at the next level, you know, I forget the math, but I think it's less than 3% to get to play, and that's one, two, and three.
Yeah, Rick is trying to cut in on our conversation. I'm back in the studio for the first time in like 15, 16 months, but I won't let him in. He's getting upset.
And Lou, he's a lot bigger than I am, you know? Holy genie,
But the commitment level alone at that level, it's it's good, and I tell my kids out all the time. You know, I tell them, want to play, and you want to play at the next level. You gotta really, really love it, and hungry as you were, your senior year in high school.
Coach,
some kids have it, and some kids don't.
You're just getting, you know, you had a quick season, very successful. Everett is still Everett. You have a lot of seniors, and I want to hear what you had to tell them because this is a very historic time. And also you had, for your other guys, a spring football season that 10, 12 weeks you'll be getting back together after this experience for them. So put that all in perspective for me, Lou, and tell me what it means to say goodbye to these seniors especially who had a really spectacular time, albeit 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot. Listen, they're all great kids. You know, I've been fortunate. I've been doing this a long time, and I don't think I've ever come across a bad apple, to be honest with you. They're all great kids. Love them. Tell them I love them all the time. You know, tell them that, you know, my door is open for them all the time, as long as I'm at Revere High School and when I leave Revere High School. But no doubt about it, they are a special group. You know, a lot of those kids played for me as juniors when we went 10-1. So, I mean, that's something I'll never forget. That was a great, great run. And I think this year would have been just as special. I really do. Everett, which is just a different beast, I think we would have won majority of our games. We all played together for basically 3-4 years and gonna greatly miss them. But, you know, they were pretty cool about it. We always have a little get-together, always tradition, and we still did it this year, the last game of the year. It wasn't Thanksgiving, but it was Medford, and we had a get-together, and we sit with the kids, 50 kids, and we let them talk about the season and talk about their career at Revere High School. And I'll tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the gym that night. And it's the truth. It's really nice sometimes, football side, to talk to your kids and listen to their perspectives, not only on football, but in life. And you know something? Every year, when the kids get up there and they talk, I learn something new.
Don't we all? Yeah. Tim and I are both teachers, and we learn from the kids. Coach, before I turn it back to Kearns over here, Coach Kearns, tell me about a play that stood out this year that pops in your mind, because this has gone so fast, you know, the 4 weeks of competition. But tell me about a play or a series in a game where your kids just, you just stood there and said, man, this is good.
Yeah, probably. The last week's game was wild. That was back and forth, I can tell you that. But I'd have to say the Rams game, you know, a couple of times we were able to, we run a lot of RPOs. We run some belly stuff, and we run some passes off the RPO, the belly play, and do the same with the cross. And I'd say probably for us, one of the biggest plays that I can remember this year would probably be last week, because I do the defense with Scotty, and one of our defensive ends, Cam Ventura, ran out and intercepted a pass on a screen play that we've been working on all week, and he was actually to perfectly jump it, and he scored, yeah, and he got a pick six off it. So that's probably one of the big ones. But some of the other plays on offense, my offensive coordinator, Paul Norton, does a great job. And we were able to put up a lot of points this year. So
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of highlights, I think, across the board.
Cool.
All right, Lou, what are you going to do with the little time you have between now and the beginning of next season?
Get back in shape. Get back in the gym. Work out. Prepare myself. Recharge my batteries. It's not that long. Believe it or not, I'm already talking to teams about, like everyone else, we're going to be doing 7-on-7s. Probably in the next couple of weeks. So we'll get that going. We'll get some lineman camps for the kids. Hopefully they'll get back in action. And before you know it, we're back in the weight room in probably 3 weeks. So it's a quick turnaround. I kind of like it, though. Kind of like it.
Yeah, no time to sit and ponder the imponderable.
No, yeah.
What I don't that means.
Do that. That gets me in trouble.
Well, Lou, I want to thank you for letting us be part of your football team once again, and being so gracious with post-game, pre-game interviews and coming on the last 4 weeks and sharing your insights into Revere football.
Hey, listen, the pleasure is all mine. I tell you guys all the time. I want to thank you for what you do for high school football and the kids, and obviously for letting me talk to you guys. It's quite an honor, and I can't wait to talk to you next season.
Yeah, we'll see you in September, Coach.
Coming fast, yes.
I'm going to write a song. See you in September.
Yeah, I think somebody already has. Hey, Lou, man, thanks so much. Congratulations, 13-2. In the extended 2019 season, I guess. But great job, Coach. And I love your enthusiasm and what you did with the kids. You guys, all coaches, all educators across the North Shore, have done a fantastic thing in this last 12 to 13 months, and thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me once again. Much appreciated.
Take care, Coach.
Okay, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.